A reading from the Acts of the Apostles. Now, the whole group of those who believed were of one heart and soul, and no one claimed private ownership of any possessions, but everything they owned was held in common. With great power the apostles gave their testimony to the resurrection of the Lord Jesus, and great grace was upon them all. There was not a needy person among them, for as many as owned lands or houses sold them, and brought the proceeds of what was sold. They laid it at the apostles' feet, and it was distributed to each as any had need. The word of the Lord. Here, we have the community living the resurrection. This is the community of Jesus' disciples transformed by the power of his resurrection. And the transformation of the community of Jesus' followers is a surer sign of the resurrection than even the empty tomb. Peter and the others now proclaim boldly in the synagogue and on the streets. Where Jesus' messy death could have divided the community, here they are, healed of divisions. They could have been divided between those who stood with Jesus in his last hour and those who did not. But Jesus' first words to the assembled community healed that. Peace to you. Jesus forgave them all. How could they still hold it against one another? And now we have this further sign, the transformation of the community in generosity, trust, and solidarity, placing all that they have at the disposal of all. No longer me and mine, but let this be for the ones who need it most. For if God raised Jesus from the dead, surely he can take care of me and my need. If God raised Jesus from the dead, perhaps I don't have to protect myself from any eventuality. I can place my trust in God and take care of the needs that I see in front of me with the resources I see in front of me. Are we truly living as preachers of the resurrection? Have we forgiven everyone, everything, because we see that in the resurrection, God has transcended sin and transformed the death it brings into an everlasting life? How can we hold on to the sins done against us in the face of that? Are we still clinging to the delusion that we can save ourselves and our loved ones, holding on tightly to what is ours, squirreling it away, amassing a fortune, so that whatever the future might hold, we can take care of ourselves? That is a futile and frustrating delusion. Only God can do that. Only God can raise the dead. We are called to trust God's care for us and to use our resources for the alleviation of the suffering, the sorrow, and the poverty that we see around us right now. If there were no other needs, we would be free to hoard our treasure, even though it might weigh us down. If God could not be trusted to care for us, we might be justified in thinking first of ourselves, even if we have no hope to be able to stand alone against the anything that might come. But we are called to live as those who believe in the resurrection. We are called to live as people who see the tomb where Jesus lay and not weep, but shout, "Alleluia, he is risen." Do we really believe this? Then let us live it.